This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Oil prices are down wholesale, but when's this coming to a pump near you? I'm David Brancaccio. The price of crude oil this morning is down 18% from a peak less than a month ago. At the moment, it's a 2, not 3-digit number, but the psychology behind this is not delightful. Let's take the economic pulse today from Fernando Valle, a senior energy analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, there it was, that glorious moment late yesterday. Oil back below $100 a barrel. It's sitting around $100 a barrel at the moment. That's down about 18% from a peak just a few weeks ago. There are some not good reasons for the psychology that leads us to that oil price.
Hedge funds are selling oil at their fastest pace over the past year, mostly on fears of a recession. The concerns are that as the Fed and other central banks raise interest rates, that will impact demand. And because they can't produce more oil, they can't produce more gasoline, more diesel, the only real way they can curb the energy inflation is by curbing the demand.
Now, I don't know if you saw this. Someone in your line of work over at Citigroup predicts that if we're getting into this recession by late this year, we could see oil down at $65 a barrel. That would be about half of its peak.
We could see that demand impact lead to much lower prices. But I think over the long term, we still see a supply imbalance. And where we differ from Citi is that Citi has an expectation that U.S. shale can grow very quickly and impact supply long term, and we see it as limited in its upside.
Will this lower $100 a barrel oil get through to the pump here? I'm waiting.
I would expect to see lower prices in the next week, 2 weeks, reverberate to the retail side, but it's not immediate. Remember, for that gasoline to be at the gas station, it was purchased a couple weeks ago, so it takes a little time for that to filter through.
Fernando Valle is a senior energy analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Oil traded in New York is at $99.80 a barrel right now. It was nearly $123 on June the 11th. More on the dynamics of oil at a time of Russia's war in Ukraine and resulting sanctions. There's news. Iran is selling its barrels at a discount to try to compete with cheaper Russian oil. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
Russia is still producing more oil than it can use at home, so it has to sell some. But there aren't many countries willing to buy Russian crude right now.
It's an interesting aspect of the supply and demand problem.
Hugh Daigle teaches petroleum engineering at the University of Texas.
So what ends up happening is when there's an oversupply, you end up selling it at a loss, and that's what we're seeing.
That puts buyers of Russian crude like China and India in the driver's seat, because the price is still so low even once they've factored in the risk they're taking by going against global opinion and policy. Abhi Rajendran is research director at Energy Intelligence.
The market sort of arrives at this clearing price or discount where the buyers are willing to take on the risk and take on that volume, and the sellers are willing to sell it.
And with Russia selling at a discount, other sanctioned nations are being forced to follow suit. For instance, many countries, including the United States, have sanctions on Iranian oil. So Eleanor Wald, president of Transversal Consulting, says they're slashing prices too.
kind of like there's a competition in the black market for oil.
Wald says Iran has been navigating that market for a while.
Iran has had that problem where it's had a lot of its oil sitting in what's called floating storage because it already filled up its storage capacity, and then it's got to offload that oil somewhere.
But now getting rid of that sanctioned oil is tougher because there's a new kid on the block. Again, Hugh Daigle at the University of Texas.
And so if their main competition right now for those barrels is what's coming out of Russia, then they need to be able to match that price competitively. And if that involves dropping the price that they're willing to get for their oil, then that's what they're going to do.
Daigle says Iran could keep cutting prices in order to sell oil because so much of its government's budget depends on petroleum sales. But the country's marginal cost of producing a barrel is so low, the Iranian government can absorb the discounts. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
After the NASDAQ index jumped 1.75% yesterday, while the Dow drooped further, this morning stock index futures are all up slightly. The 10-year interest rate is up 2.83%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a bit, we'll get fresh data on how companies that sell services are doing. Consumers have been spending more on services this year after buying sprees on goods earlier in the pandemic, but we're watching to see if these higher interest rates have started sapping our appetite for services. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Take restaurant spending, for example. In May, spending at restaurants fell for the first time in several months.
Consumers are becoming a lot more cautious.
That's Jennifer Lee, senior economist at BMO Capital Markets. Part of the issue, she says, is the higher prices we're paying for services. But there are other factors that could get in the way of services spending, like whether a business has enough workers on staff.
You know, what you're getting for your money, you know, slower service, canceled flights, that could actually be potentially another cooling factor for consumer spending.
A lot of services spending still hasn't caught up to pre-pandemic levels, says Shannon Seery, an economist at Wells Fargo. But even if the growth in services spending slows down,
there is still that desire from consumers to take the vacation, go to the wedding, all of these things that, regardless of the price tag that they're facing this summer, I think they're going to continue to spend on.
Siri says that should help prop up overall consumer spending this year, even as people spend less on goods. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And restaurants think the meat business is a kind of racket and have been suing processors for allegedly abusing their dominant position and fixing prices. Well, there's news that the big meat processor Smithfield of Virginia has settled a case accusing it of keeping pork prices too high. It'll pay $42 million to restaurants and caterers, but admits no wrongdoing. Similar cases have been filed about chicken prices. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM. American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.